Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Krista Lockwood, a mother of five who has been living a clutter-free and simplified life since 2013. On the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home because you probably didn't think motherhood was going to be a series of cleaning up the same messes all the time, or that you would be spending so much time just trying to get your house cleaned up and organized. There is so much life to live in your motherhood beyond those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes that you pick up all day. I'm here to help you simplify your days and home so that you can be the most powerful mother you can be and stop living the narrative that says mom life is synonymous with always behind, always exhausted, and totally stressed out. I record these episodes during my everyday life. So yeah, mom life really is a lot to live through. But it's so much easier when your home is free from unnecessary burdens and work for you in the form of clutter. You can have a pretty clean home most days, even with a bunch of kids, work, homeschooling, and everyday mom life without it consuming your entire life. You deserve a home that works for you and your family, and that's exactly what you'll learn from this podcast. Thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello, welcome to this episode. This is a new kind of episode. If you have been listening to Motherhood Simplified for a while, you know that I record these episodes live inside of the Facebook group and on Instagram because I love engaging with you all live in the comments. And if this is your first episode, welcome. This will be normal for you, I suppose, but I'm recording this by myself. This is a solo episode, and the next few episodes that we do are going to be this way because I have some very important messages that I want to send you about your clutter and how it impacts your life and how you can learn to release your clutter like the powerful mother that you are. So today's episode is all about decluttering, but not the physical stuff in your home. It's about decluttering your self-judgment, okay? And you're probably like, okay, I don't know what this means. But here's the thing. What I've noticed about myself and my past self when I was living in way too much clutter, I had way too much stuff in my home to manage, was that, and I've seen this inside of the Motherhood Simplified community as well, and I think you are going to relate to this. You are going to understand what I'm saying. But our clutter makes us believe lies about ourselves and in turn makes us unfairly judge ourselves, which sends us into a downward spiral in all of the other areas of our life. So our clutter makes us think things like, we are a hot mess. We just can't get our life together. We are super unorganized. We are irresponsible. We are lazy. And sometimes it even makes us feel even worse, to the point where we feel like we're not even good moms. We're not good stewards of our home. We're bad friends. We're bad sisters. We aren't being good wives. And it's because our clutter oftentimes is the spark that makes us believe all of these things that just simply aren't true. And if you're thinking that this sounds bananas, let me just paint the picture for you. Okay, this scenario that used to be my everyday life, and ask yourself if this is your life too. So every day used to be the same for me. I would wake up in the morning in my bed and I would immediately see the messes from yesterday. And that would send me right into the motions I was going through the day before of cleaning up the same messes all of the time, falling further behind on things like laundry, dishes, toys, looking around at all of the things that I had to do that I didn't get done yesterday. And then I started to make it mean something about myself of like, I suck at time management. I can't even keep the house clean. I'm so unorganized. I'm such a hot mess mom. I can't even find my kids' clean clothes, right? Hopefully nobody will notice that I'm putting the cleanest dirty clothes on them because we're living out of laundry baskets. And at this point, I can't remember what's clean or dirty anymore, right? And I started to make it mean stuff about me. And I would start my days off like that on the wrong foot, right? Of like these negative beliefs about myself, which would then make me start to yell and get angry and frustrated at my kids because they couldn't find their socks, or they couldn't find their backpack, or I couldn't find my keys, or we couldn't find their lunch boxes. We can't find what we're looking for. We're trying to make breakfast, but there's dishes from last night, and I'm like doing dishes on top of dishes, and I'm always rushed, and I'm so stressed out. And then I start to make that mean even more about myself. I'm such a mean mom. I'm nagging my kids and my husband all the time. And also feeling like all of the pressure was on me, because if I don't do it, it doesn't get done, right? If I don't pick up these toys, no one else is going to do it, right? It's too big of a project. Nobody's helping me out with it. No one's doing the dishes but me. No one's doing the laundry but me. Nobody's picking up after themselves, so I'm picking up after everyone. And you just get to the end of your day totally exhausted, totally rushed, still behind, still not getting help, still not being able to do things like connect with your kids and connect with your family and sit down and play with them like you want to do. And you know that you did a whole lot of stuff all day long because clearly you're exhausted and you haven't had a chance to sit down or even think, but you're not really sure what you got done, because the things that you wanted to do, like play with your kids or get caught up on the laundry or sit down and, you know, talk with your spouse for at the end of the day and actually connect with them and see how they're doing, just didn't get done, and you're totally depleted. So you get to the end of your day, you rush through bedtime, you get the kids to bed, you ignore those toy messes. Maybe you try to clean it up, but it takes an hour and a half, right? You have two choices: take an hour and a half or more to catch up and get things put away and do some loads of laundry, finish up some work, whatever it is that you have to do. Or you can do like I used to do, which was veg out, scroll on my phone, stay up way too late, just trying to recover from the day and self-soothe and get some downtime and wake up and do it all again, right? And that's the cycle that I was in. And that's the cycle that so many moms who I work with are in, just this never-ending cycle. And it's exhausting. And we make it mean something about us, not realizing that the spark for all of this stuff spiraling out of control is oftentimes the stuff in your home. Now, I'm not saying that the clutter in your home is the only thing that's making life what it is for you, but it is a very unnecessary piece of it. And it is a very loud and it is a very dramatic piece of the puzzle to why modern moms are so freaking overwhelmed, right? It's the messes that never end, the pointless messes, the pointless to-do lists that never go away from us, that are always getting longer and longer, compounding on themselves, that start this process for us. So I want to ask you a question, if any of this is relating or resonating with you. What if you just eliminated that spark that sends you off into this spiral when you wake up in the morning, right? And I didn't even talk about the other sparks that can send us off, like our toddlers waking up at 2, 3, 4 a.m., sometimes all of the above, that leave us totally exhausted and also send us into a spiral, right? I didn't talk about what if something happens at work. I didn't talk about what if something happens between you and your spouse, or you and a friend, or, you know, the place that you volunteer, or your kids' school, or your kids need something. We didn't talk about any of those other things that happen in life that can happen. We're just talking about the messes that send us off into this spiral, because some of the things in our life that send us into these tailspins, we can eliminate. We can't eliminate our kids, right? We have to keep them. We want to keep them, but we can't eliminate the clutter in our houses that send us off down this path, you know, on the wrong foot. So what if you just eliminated those sparks of pointless messes, of pointless to-do lists, of laundry piles that are just serving to make your life hard, right? The only reason they exist is to make your life harder, or the piles of toys, or the tornadoes, or the dishes that never end, or the piles of stuff on your counters, or the pathway you have to walk through your garage just to get out the door, or the things stacked on the stairs or lining the walls next to your bed, on your nightstand, on your dressers, on your coffee tables, like all of these things that are not serving us and are negatively impacting us every day? What if you just got rid of those things? What if you woke up and you weren't behind on those yesterday's to-do list? What would change for you? What if you could wake up and not immediately be bombarded by yesterday's messes and hungry kids? What if it was just the kids you had to focus on? What would that change for you? How would you feel about that? What if you could just sit and eat with your kids without being rushed or without telling them, you eat your breakfast while I go clean up the kitchen? How would that be different for you? How would you feel? What if you were less rushed? What if you could actually sit and be with them? What if you actually knew exactly where things were because they had a home and everything fit inside of its home? How much better would you feel about yourself instantly just by getting rid of this stuff? How much better would you be able to show up for yourself and your family and not just totally running yourself into the ground every day? How much pressure would it take off of you to cut your to-do list by 40% at least, which is a statistic that I've seen floating around for a few years now. I don't remember exactly where I saw it, but it says that when families declutter, 40% of their to-do list is eliminated. What if you had 40% more time in a day? How much nicer would you be to yourself and your family because you have more time and more energy and more space and just a lot more ease in your day? Decluttering really does free up this much for you. I know because it happened for me. And I say this all the time that, yeah, it happened for me. And I used to think that like maybe I was the exception. Maybe I was the one person that this worked for. Because when I decluttered our house, I didn't know it was a thing that people did on purpose, right? I had no idea what I was doing. I just knew that we needed to move from Alaska to Florida. So then we did. But then I learned that there's a whole bunch of people on Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook who are trying to declutter on purpose, and they need help and they need support, and they want to do it because they know that if they can free up this time, space, energy in their homes, it will really, really help them, and it will really, really help their family. And I know that it's true because at this point, I've helped thousands of moms do this for themselves first. It really can change so much. It can transform your home, which in turn will transform your life and your one season of motherhood that you get. Because here's the thing, you can always get more stuff. You can always get more money. The one thing in this world that we can't go get more of and we can't regrow is time. We cannot get our time back. So if you are spending all of your time cleaning up the same messes all the time, being behind on these pointless to-do lists, moving stuff around inside of your house, just trying to get it organized, know that you don't have to spend your time that way. You do not have to spend your time managing stuff inside of your home. You can spend your time with the people inside of your home. And it really can be that simple. And I know that decluttering is hard. I know that it can feel very hard for a lot of reasons. And I have so many other podcast episodes about this, but it really can be simple. It can be simple if you break it down in these powerful ways to get clear on why you're doing it, get clear on what you actually need, how much you actually need, how much you have room for, what you actually want, what you don't want, what serves your family, what does not serve your family. And I am actually hosting a 1 week, it's brand new, free challenge inside of the Motherhood Simplified Facebook group. I'm only sharing the videos inside of the group. It's called Release Your Clutter Like a Powerful Mother. It's a week-long event inside of the Facebook group teaching you all about how to do this. It's going to be powerful. You are going to get support. You are going to be able to give support. We are going to have fun. We are going to transform your home and in turn your life and this one season of motherhood that you get. I would love to see you inside of it. If you don't do Facebook, you can also get it via email, but these are the only two places that I am sharing it. I will put all of the information that you need for this inside of the show notes for this episode. But I mean, I get it. I have 5 kids. I have decluttered. I have helped thousands of moms decluttered. I know that it can feel very hard, but I also know it can be very, very simple. And I'm going to show you during this week exactly how to make that happen and how to finally get the simplicity in your home that you are seeking for whatever reason it is that you are seeking it, right? We all have our own reasons. So I would love to see you inside of this new challenge with us. Release your clutter like a powerful mother. I would love, love, love if you shared this episode with a friend or on your social media. If you listen on Spotify, you can actually share it directly to your Instagram stories, which is an amazing way to share this message with other moms. You can send them the link. But really, I mean, the more moms who can do this, I think the better, because it's not just about having a clean and organized home. I mean, that's part of it, right? It's not about being able to like post a photo and be like, look at my Pinterest organized house, right? It's so that you can actually be present in your life and you can actually be the mom that you want to be. And you can actually have the time and energy for the things that are important to you so that you can give that to your children and your family. And they can grow up with all of those lessons as well. And that's how we change the world, right? That's how we change the world. So, I mean, I don't mean to sound dramatic, but when we declutter our homes, we really do change the world for the better. So I hope to see you inside of the challenge. We start on May 3rd, Monday, May 3rd. It runs until May 10th. And then I will be removing everything for this challenge from the Facebook group after May 10th. Just because this is something that I want to make a very like open, close, start, stop so that we can really dive deep and focus. And I will do it probably more than once a year, probably twice a year. But it's going to be really, really good. It's going to be really powerful. It is going to help you. It is going to help you make massive shifts and massive transformations in your home. I can't wait to see you in for that challenge. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I will see you on the next one. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard, I would love it if you went over and left me a review on iTunes. And if you do, listen to these instructions real quick because I have something special for you. When you go to submit your review on iTunes, take a screenshot of the 5-star review and your words before you submit it. Then hit submit and head over to your email and send me an email at Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A, at motherhoodsimplified.com. When you show me the review that you wrote, I will send you a free 1-hour surface decluttering workshop with real life examples of how to declutter the surfaces in your home, like the couches, the stair piles, the counter piles, your nightstands, your dressers, your dining table, your craft table, an hour long workshop in exchange for your positive review. It would mean so much to me, and your reviews are how I reach more moms like you. And if you haven't joined us over on social media, come join us in the Facebook group where I record all of these episodes live and in real time. You get a sneak behind the scenes of me and my everyday life. You'll probably get to see my kids because they run through the background as we're recording, and I would love to connect with you over there. I'm also on Instagram, and I would love to connect with you there too. Other than that, thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll see you on the next episode.